Tonight, your pukes will sleep with your rifles. You will give your rifle a girl's name. Because this is the only pussy you people are going to get. Your days of finger-banging old Mary Jane Rottencrotch through her pretty pink panties are over. You're married to this piece, this weapon of iron and wood. And you will be faithful.
What's circle like? This that boy, 40 Water, man. You know what I'm talking about? Off this good old Bergendale, Carlos Rossellini. You know what I mean? Finna do our Thug Thieselini, man. Trillville up in this, man. What is it? You know what I'm talking about, man? Real saucy, real flossy, man. We pimping. That's what we talking about, man. Yeah, yeah. Man, tear up out of here, man. You know what I mean? Get somewhere where they love you, man. We bosses, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Thug P this. Thug P that. Thug P pocket.
What's up, fellas? This is Game Boy coming at you once again with another exciting episode of The Game Club. We're chilling here live at The Game Club where real men talk about real shit. Well, first of all, let me just ask you a question, fellas. Have you ever met a new chick and tonight's the night you're going to knock that ass down, the night, the first night you're going to hit it? Or maybe this is your girl and you have a big night planned and you really want to break it down on her that night. And maybe you spent a little money, you got a nice hotel room, you know, try to do some romantic shit for her, like throw rose petals on the bed and buy champagne, you got little toys out and shit. And you finally get to the room or her crib or wherever the place may be. You're kissing, you're grinding, your dick's hard as fuck, you ready to knock a hole in that ass. And right when you reach for that pussy, she grabs your hand and she's like, no, hold on. I'm on my period. Oh, fuck no. You ever went through that shit, fellas? You're damn lie if you say you haven't. Every player has went through that shit. Either you ain't had no pussy, or you a damn lie if you say you haven't went through it. All my young players out there just jumping in the game, get ready, because this is going to happen to you too. Now, before we get started, I just want to remind you that the Game Club is on iTunes. So, to become an official Game Club member, take your ass over to iTunes, subscribe for the show. It's absolutely free. Take advantage, fellas. It's all about you. The Game Club is all about you. Also, the Game Club blog is in full effect. The address is gameclub.wordpress.com. Gameclub.wordpress.com. That's where we go to discuss the show after the show. Leave your feedback and comments on the show. And if you have any questions that you want read on the air for future shows, hit me up at askgameboy@yahoo.com. Askgameboy@yahoo.com. Now, today we're going to be talking about running the red light. A visit from Aunt Flo. In other words, she's on her period. Do I hit it or not? That's the question. So let me fire some warning shots real fast. Women also run period games and period scams. And I'm going to be talking a little bit later about what that entails. There's a good chance that you've had a period game or a scam ran on you and you had no idea. So listen up. I know a few of you are grossed out by this topic, but come on, fellas, we all gonna deal with it. So let's talk about it. Now, I'm not gonna lie, fellas, just this past weekend, my girl stayed over here for the weekend, and on Friday night, she beat me up to the bedroom. You know, she got upstairs before I did, so she's already in bed. And usually, when we're in bed, we're always naked. So I hop in bed, and we're kind of filing around, you know, kind of, you know, grinding and kissing, you know, like we're about to have sex. And as I'm grinding, I notice she's got on some clothing. So I lift up the covers, and she's got on like a old pair of granny panties and some coach's shorts. And I'm looking like, what the fuck? Because she never wore no shit like that before. Now, fellas, this is a red flag off top. When your girl has on excessive clothing or abnormal clothing that she doesn't usually wear to bed, that's a motherfucking red flag. And you need to check out what's really going on with that. And I'm going to tell you why. Because that could either mean that she's on her period which is the topic we're discussing today. And you better hope that's what that means, because if not, that means she put on that shit strictly to avoid having sex with you that night. And there could be a couple of reasons why she might do that. She's tired. I mean, she may be mad at something you said earlier that day, or something she didn't get her way on, or the sex might be getting boring to her. Or the one that you never want to hear about, she's fucking someone else. Some dude has already dicked her down on her lunch break. She's wore out, and she don't feel like having sex with you tonight. So that's why she threw on all that excessive clothing. So I saw that shit, and I was like, oh, what the fuck? So I see the warning signs, but I keep pressing it because I want to see what the fuck's going on, you know? So I reach to pull down her shorts, and she kind of grabs my hand. And she guides me to the side of the bed, and she starts giving me head. And that's great. Hell, give me some head. So she's giving me head and giving me head, and it's feeling great. But I notice she's still got on those damn coach's shorts. So I'm still wondering what's up with this. So I grab for her shorts, you know, kind of like I'm reaching like I want to get some ass. And she pushes me back again and keeps giving me head. Now there's another red flag, fellas, for the previous reasons that I just mentioned. Because, fellas, if you're ever in the mood for sex and your girl insists on giving you head, a lot of dudes don't even question that. They think, damn, that's great, I'm getting some head, which is a good thing. But if she's only giving you head, especially like if you wanted sex again after the head and she still gives you head again, there's a chance that she's trying to make sure that you're sexually satisfied, but she's preserving that pussy for the next man. She may be going to visit the other man that day, so she'll give you head and give the next man the pussy. She doesn't want to wear that pussy out. She's preserving it for the next dude. So if you're only getting head that day, question that shit, fellas. So I'm peeping this sign out with my girl, and I'm kind of like, okay, let me see what the fuck's going on here. So I'm probing further. I say something to the effect of, you know, like, baby, I need to feel you. And then it finally comes out. She says, oh, well, baby, I'm on my period. And you know what's funny about that, fellas? A woman will never let you know that she's on her period ahead of time. She always lets you know at the last minute when you got a hard dick and you're ready to tear the pussy up, doesn't she? And if she ever does let you know ahead of time, that's a pussy game. And that's what we're going to be talking about a little bit later on, the pussy games and the pussy scams. Majority of the time, 90% of the time, a woman will not give you a warning that she's on her period. She waits until the last fucking minute when you're ready to stab the pussy. Now, I don't usually run the red light, but I'm trying to see if she's running some kind of period game on me. So I told her to go to the bathroom, take your stuff out. You know, because the head she was giving me made me kind of horny. So she went to the bathroom, took her little pad out or whatever, and we got busy, shit. I ran the fucking red light. We threw a towel on the bed, and I tore that pussy up, bloody and all. I know some of y'all out there thinking to yourself right now, damn, Game Boy's a nasty motherfucker. I know y'all motherfuckers then ran the red light too. Especially you married brothers and you brothers who've been involved with a woman for more than like 2 or 3 months. Y'all done ran some red lights out here, motherfucker. Don't act like I'm the only one. Now my players who mess with these chicks, they're in their late teens, early 20s. When these women have a period, it's like the drawbridge rises on the pussy. And you can't get in there, shit. You can't even touch her on the arm. She start backing up like, I'm on my period. You can't touch me. Like, god damn. Now when a woman reaches like the age 30 and above, a period ain't nothing but a technicality to her. You start kissing and grinding in the bed with her, and you reach for that pussy, and you know that sound it makes, fellas, when you reach for that pussy and she got a pad on? Sound like a pitcher throwing a strike in the catcher's mitt? That little, you know that noise? And you hit that pad, you're like, oh shit, she's on her period, I ain't getting no pussy. Shit, she'll look at you like, player, you ain't getting off that easy. Slide this towel up under me and come hit this shit. Slide this towel up under me. You ever hear that before, players? You know you messing with a woman over 30 when you hear her say that. Slide this towel up under me. Because women over 30 don't usually be about that bullshit like these little young girls. Damn, and they trying to get they fuck on just like you are. And they want to bust a nut too. You slide a towel up under that ass and you handle your biz. Now, if you decide to run the red light like my crazy ass did last weekend, you should probably just try to keep the positions real simple. Just do missionary. Because I had a buzz over the weekend and my girl's flowing and I still put her ass in like 10 different positions. You know, she's on top. We doing a doggy style. You know, I'm almost forgetting that this chick is bleeding. And when I turned on the light after we were done, I damn near screamed like a bitch, man. It looked like a damn homicide scene in that motherfucker. Blood was everywhere, man. Looked like about 5 people got shot in my bedroom. If old girl ever came up missing and they couldn't find her, shit, if CSI came to my house, hell, they'd give me life, man. They'd see all that damn blood residue everywhere. They'd think I killed the bitch. And have you ever hit some pussy in a doggy style position when she's on her period and she's all bloody? You look down at your dick and it's looking like a big red Jolly Rancher going in and out of there. That's some nasty shit, man. And then you get that gust of wind that comes and blows that period aroma up in your nostrils. And that shit gets locked up in there and you're like, oh, damn. Man, I once had a girl who bled so hard on her period, her damn pad looked like a damn pillowcase. Remember, she was getting up to go to the bathroom, and I looked like, damn, is that my pillow in her ass? And then I can't forget this white girl that I used to work with. Cover your ears, players, if you got a weak stomach, because this is some nasty shit. She was married and told me that her husband loves to eat her pussy when she's on her menstrual cycle. What the fuck, white people? Y'all are some of the freakiest bastards on the earth. Now, I may run the red light every once in a while, but I'd be damned if I eat some pussy while she's on her period. Oh, hell no. White people got some wild-ass fetishes. Go on the internet and look at that shit under fetishes and see the shit that white people are into, man. Y'all having sex with beach balls, German shepherds, shitting on each other, driving nails through your dick, sticking baseball bats and apples up women's asses. All kinds of weird shit, man. Let's get into this listener email, then we'll come back and talk about the period game and the period scams that these women are running. And y'all blowing up the email, I feel like Santa Claus going through all this damn mail. I love it. But what's up with the blog, y'all? Only like 5 people and their grandma been to the blog. That shit's kind of unbalanced, Game Club. Take your ass over to the blog, too. Listener email. Y'all ready? Let's go. This email comes from Curtis from Decatur, Georgia. Curtis! Show some courtesy, Curtis. What's up, Atlanta? I used to live out there. I got partners in Stone Mountain, College Park, Decatur, Swats, all that, man. Sending shouts out to Fulton, DeKalb, and Cobb counties. What's up? Anyway, Curtis writes, Game Boy, what's good? My girlfriend has more periods than your average female. She can get her period at the beginning of the month, the middle of the month, or the end of the month. This is a problem for me because when I'm in the mood to have sex, she's on her period and claims she's too weak to have sex. Yet she always seems to have energy for the club and her friends. Have you ever heard of this condition before where a woman has periods all the time? Hell no. This chick is running period game on you, man. This is a damn good question, Curtis, because you intro me right into the part of the show where I'm going to be discussing the period game and the period scams. Now, what is a period game? A period game is basically when a woman is testing you with her period or she's deceiving you into making you think she's having her period. It becomes a scam once she gets you to spend money on her. Remember we said that a woman will never let you know ahead of time that she's on her period. You usually have to find out at the last damn minute. So when you have an event planned or you're supposed to see her that day and she voluntarily tells you ahead of time that she's on her period, you have to question, why the hell is she telling me that? That's most likely a period game she's playing with you. Now here's the part you need to listen to, Curtis. If a woman tells you that she's on her period ahead of time and she's deceiving you, she's not really on her period, she's doing that because A, either she doesn't want to have sex with you that day or that week, Or B, she's fucking someone else and she's saving that pussy for them so you won't hit it. See, women get sore when they have sex with multiple men each day. I mean, it wears them out, it lowers their sex drive. Women will preserve that pussy for the man that they want to fuck. Now, if she's telling you that she's on her period and she actually is on her period, that's also a period game and that's a period test. She's testing you. And this has actually happened to me a couple of times. A woman will do this because she's trying to see if you're into her or if you're into the pussy. Because if she says she's on her period and she asks you, is that cool? Can we still hang out? And you say no, she knows that you're just into the pussy and you really don't care about her. But if you say, oh, that's cool, well, let's go out and have a nice time anyway, then she knows that you're digging her. So it kind of depends on what type of chick this is, the way you want to play that. But sometimes you have to play along with it. And if, I mean, if that's a girl that you're really trying to build with, if that's your main girl, you got to let her know, yeah, okay, I like you whether you're on your period or not, which is some bullshit. But if it's Keisha and them, fuck playing games with Keisha and them. Tell her you see her ass next week when the coochie's back to normal. And you need to smack the piss out of your girl for even coming at you like that, man. She's having a period 2 or 3 times a month? Man, get the fuck out of here. What species is this chick? See, off top, that's some real disrespectful shit that she's even coming at you like that, man. Because that means that, like I said, she's fucking someone else, man, or she doesn't want to fuck you. And I bet you'd be surprised if you went and checked up when she's at her friend's house or the club, supposedly. It's not a tampon she got up in the coochie. It's some dick. And it's not your dick. A woman's period may fluctuate. She may be a little bit late every once in a while, or it won't be exactly the same day each month. Most women are pretty regular with it, but some could kind of be thrown off. But if she's having them at the beginning of the month, the end of the month, and the middle of the month, man, get the fuck out of here. That's definitely period game. So, Curtis, the next time your girl's on her period, challenge her ass on that shit. Tell her to pull off the pad. Damn it, let me see it. I mean, you don't have to run the red light with her, but actually go down there and see if she has a tampon in or she's got a pad. I mean, look and see if you see some blood, man, because, I mean, you just have to verify that shit. Because if your girl's deceiving you on the regular like that, that's not good. Like I said, there's some signs behind that that are going to fuck you up down the road when you find out she's fucking somebody else. And even if she's not fucking someone else and she just doesn't want to fuck you, that's a problem too, man. So next time she claims she's bleeding, look for blood. Challenge her ass on that shit. Another thing you could do is just look in the trash in the bathroom. When it's that time of month, women will have all kinds of tampon wrappers and pad wrappers in the trash. There should be plenty of that for you to see. If you don't see any of that stuff, that's a red flag. If your girl's period is on the 25th, next month, her period should be somewhere near the 25th. Say like the 23rd through the 27th. It shouldn't be in the middle of the month, in the beginning of the month. That's some bullshit. So kind of keep a mental note or either jot that down on your calendar the next time she says she's having her period. And I'm hoping that this is really your girl. If it's Keisha Nim, nobody even gives a fuck if she's playing a period game. Don't even look that deep into it. But if this is your girl and y'all supposed to have a foundation of trust, check out what's going on with that period, bruh. So that's kind of the period game that women run. Now we're going to talk about the period scams. And as I mentioned, it becomes a period scam when the woman gets you to spend money on her because you think you're getting sex at the end of the night, but she winds up hitting you with, I'm on my period, after you spent your money already. And I'll give you a good example of this. I have this homegirl, and me and her have been partners since we were little kids. She's a very attractive woman, but I've never touched it. We've always been cool. But dudes are just like straight suckers for this chick, man. And she's kind of the scandalous type. You know, she's kind of the gold digger, use you for your money type chick. She tells me what's on women's minds. I tell her what's on men's minds. We always exchange game like that. But I'm damn glad she's my partner instead of a chick I want to fuck, man. Because this chick, she gets grimy with it. So she's telling me that she met a guy on MySpace. And she kind of talked to him for about like 2 weeks. And she kind of got his head gassed up. So she eventually tells him that, I want to come down there and see you. She's in New York. He's in Miami. You know, she's kind of explaining to him how she likes nice restaurants. And she likes nice clothes and stuff like that. And so she asks him, will you pay for my plane ticket to come see you? And he's like, sure, you know, that's no problem. So he sends her a ticket. And when she gets to Miami, he's taking her to the mall. He's taking her to clubs. They're touring the city. He's blowing all kinds of money on her. So by nighttime, when they get back home, she pulls the period scam on him. Like I said, this man is breaking bread on her, and she's there for the whole weekend. I mean, the plane ticket by itself isn't cheap, but like I said, on top of that, he spent a lot of money on her. So by the end of the day, he's got a hard dick, and he thinks he's about to tap that ass, and she hits him with the words that no man likes to hear. I'm on my period. You hate to hear that shit when you got a hard dick. Now, I don't condone whooping a bitch's ass, but let's just say in this situation, I would understand. But of course, she ran into a nice guy, luckily. I mean, it took a lot of balls to meet a stranger, to go to their hometown, and then run some bullshit like this. I mean, you never know what can happen when you're in a man's house or apartment and you run into a pussy scam and you from out of town. I mean, I was really dazzled by this story. But basically what my homegirl did is just use that guy for a free trip to Miami. I mean, it was beautiful the way she orchestrated it, but like I said, that's some dangerous shit. And of course she told me that she wasn't on her period, but even after this guy was thinking that she was on her period, he still took her out the next day and the next day, and they still went to the mall, and he was still splurging gifts on her. It's crazy, man. I think that's a perfect example of how far the period scam can go. And you need to be aware of this. If you're a member of the gang club, I don't want to hear about you falling for any period scam. That's a no-no. Because the dudes who fell for this bullshit, it's kind of their fault, because you should never be spending major money on a woman that you haven't had sex with anyway. So that's kind of their fault. But I just want to give you a heads up on that. A chick I know, she went to go visit a guy in Oklahoma. The guy paid for a ticket. She actually was on her period, but she knew she was going to be on her period. And she got this guy to buy her a plane ticket. I'm not sure what her motive was. Maybe she really wanted to see him. But she knew she was going to be on her period, and she wasn't going to have sex with this dude. But the dude didn't know that. He found out at the last minute. That still classifies as a scam, because he bought her a ticket to come down there and see him. So be aware, fellas. So all my women out there, if you're on your period, don't waste a man's money. You're setting yourself up for a bullet in the ass when you do that shit. To hit it or not when she's on her period. Hopefully you have enough information now to make that decision for yourself. And watch out for these games and scams out here, fellas. I hope I was able to drop a little bit of game on you. Want to remind you that the Game Club is on iTunes. Take your ass over there and subscribe. Hit us up on the Game Club blog and let's discuss this show. GameClub.wordpress.com. Also, questions for me to be read on future shows. Hit us up, AskGameBoy@Yahoo.com. AskGameBoy@Yahoo.com. Thanks again, players, for hanging out with me on the Game Club. This is Game Boy signing off. I'll holler at you on the flip side. Peace.
It's the people's champ.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?